Hello and welcome to Daily Inspiration Time. I'd like to talk to you on the subject of prayer, alone with God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. We just want to pause and look back at a few of these thoughts that Jesus said in his words. We're talking about the most important, one of the single most important things a believer in Christ should do, and that's pray. Prayer is just simply talking to God. Prayer is connection with God. Prayer is fellowship with God. Prayer is really a language, and it's a language of the poor. Rich people don't pray. Satisfied people don't pray. People pray when they have needs. People pray when they're weak. People pray when they realize they cannot achieve or do anything without God. Prayer is a lifeline to God. You know, many people do it their way. They're self-satisfied, they're self-serving, and they don't need any help. That you can't even help some people because they're too proud and too self-reliant. But one day everybody's going to lose their self-reliance, their pride, and their ability to even tie their shoe on such a simple task. So God said, when you pray, first thing he tells us is to not be like a hypocrite, somebody that pretends to know God or pretends to be spiritual. And just because you're spiritual doesn't mean you're a Christian. There's plenty of people that are spiritual with quotes around it that are far from God. And they're pretenders. Hypocrite's just a pretender. He's playing. And these people love to pray. Now, it's not wrong to love to pray. But if you like to pray with the spotlight on you, you like to pray with, make sure people can hear you and, oh, listen to that beautiful prayer. Prayers don't need to be beautiful. Prayers don't need to be eloquent, and prayers don't need to be a showpiece. Now, it's not wrong to pray in the sense that others hear if you're in fellowship with godly people. Jesus prayed, and he said, I said that for their sake, you know. So there are times that we can pray that it will have an effect on those that are agreeing with us in corporate prayer. But we're talking about some secret prayer, and you get along with God. There's another message on corporate prayer, but we're talking about your connection with God. And if you don't have a secret prayer life, you don't have a prayer. You don't have a secret prayer life and a secret connection to God, you don't have an open one to him in public. Most people, I'm sad to say, they have a public relationship with God. It's at church, it's at ministry, it's at this, but when it gets down to the nuts and bolts and they're alone somewhere, they're pretty empty. They don't have much to say to God, and this is a sad reality. So when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites that do it for show. But he said, when you pray, he said they get a reward. Oh, listen to brother so-and-so's prayer. Oh, you're such a man of God. That's it. That's what they wanted. They wanted man's applause. They get man's reward. They get nothing from God. God's got no thing for them. But he said, when you pray, verse 6, when thou prayest, enter into the closet. Here it is, a privacy, a retirement, a secret chamber. As he said, secret giving will be openly rewarded. He says here, secret prayer. When you shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, my Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The heathen, they have their reward. The righteous Christian that prays the right way and has the right heart, oh, he has his reward, and it's from the Father. And he knows just what to give you, and it'll be the best thing you ever got. Sweeter than honey, when God gives you rewards. So learn how to shut the door. Sometimes you can't shut the door. I was in a prison ministry recently, and, you know, it's hard to get alone there. And I encouraged a brother that's a believer in the prison. You just have to shut the door to the world. You have to shut the door to the TV. You have to shut the door to the card game. You're just going to have to somehow get alone in a place that you can, whether you're laying on your bed or you're sitting in a corner or you're walking, you've got to tune out and you've got to make your connection to God. Yeah, I think literally to get alone, shut the door is the best. But certain people have different situations and it may be harder. But let's shut the door. Let's tune out. Let's turn off everything. Let's get alone with God, because God's got beautiful rewards for those that seek him. He said, if you seek me, you'll find. He said that if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you'll get filled.